Blog Talk Radio.
It's Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk on YAT Radio.
Glory to God, glory to God. This is Young Adult Talk Radio, and we're coming to you live once again. And we're coming to you today to share in the Word with you. We're taking just this time to go through the Bible. A lot of you tune in with us throughout the week on our weekly radio shows, and we are talking about a lot of things that may not be taught in your churches at this time, you know. But what we want to do today, we want to bring you up online as to where we are and as to who we are in the Bible. Today I have young Prince Yesher with me on the line. Can you identify yourself, Yesher?
Hallelujah. Shalom.
Glory to God. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, first of all, giving honor to the King, who is our Father, who is the Creator, who is the Most High Yah, and His beautiful and wonderful Son, who is our Master. As the Word says, our Master sits at the right side of our Master, the King of Heaven, Yahshua. I'm just an old preacher's kid, man. My name is Yahshua ben Yisrael, and I'm an old soldier who loved the Word, who did not know that the Word has a special connection to all the humans and all the people on the earth. And I was just a man who showed one day in the middle of Iraq, not knowing Iraq is right next to all the stuff. Actually, it is where a lot of the things that the Bible is coming from. The Bible is written in a lot of those places. And so, you know, I stepped out on faith one day in the middle of 2002 or 2003, and I prayed unto the Father. He answered me, and He started to lead and guide me and explain how the Bible has something to do with everyone and everybody on this earth. And He started to tell me who I was, and He started to prove it. Not only just tell me, He started to prove it without the Bible. Because, see, I was a preacher's kid, and I heard plenty of Bible. I heard plenty of sermons. Didn't really understand everything that I heard, but I heard a lot, you know. I was churched up. I was there 4 or 5 times a week, but I didn't get what was really being said in there. And so He started to, like He did for the disciples, He started to break down the Word and explain it like He did. His talk was like the Messiah, Yahshua, whom the world calls Jesus. As He did, He opened the book and said, listen, the book is about me, and I'm sitting in here a whole bunch of times. It's just you've been so churchized that you don't know what you read. You don't know, like the New Testament says, whom you actually worship, because you've been put in a system of religion, but denying the power that's really sitting in your face, which is a trick and a trap by the enemy. So, but the Father said that He wanted to allow the enemy to be what he is and let him be the filter of the world. And He said to a man in the Word, man, we'll get to, y'all willing, because our goal is to read this Word. Because, see, He said to a man in the Word to give one section of it to the world and hold another section to those who wish and love to have wisdom. And so our goal is to teach you each section of this understanding so that we can say that we know for a fact this is what the Word says. And this is what the Word saying, and this says it right here. So that's who I am, sir. That's what I've been about. I ain't no perfect man. I strive to be great, and I go from faith to glory on a daily basis. And that's me. That's Brother Yasha, sir.
Well, I wanted to, okay, now you're hitting it dead on the head, and this is the reason why we're having this Bible study, is so that our listeners, we can bring them up in the Word. We can educate some, and we're going to re-educate others. We're going to re-educate others about the truth. And now, what you were saying in your opening statement about the Word of God being for all men. Okay,
that's right.
And for all men. It was not so in the beginning. In the beginning, God chose a particular people. In the beginning, God created man and woman. Okay, and this was a separate creation in the Garden of Eden. See, when you read the book of Genesis, you read in that book that God created mankind, you know. And when he created mankind, whap, he created mankind in one instant, whap. Okay, but then it comes back, and it tells you that on the sixth day, God said, let us make man in our own image. And man was created in the image and the likeness of God, meaning that God created a particular people, and he was with that particular people throughout what we call the Bible, these collected books that were written in, you know, time over thousands of years. We have put these books together, and these books give us one story. This book tells us the story of God and his relationship with man. Okay?
Right.
So that's where we want to start at. We want to start in the book of Genesis, where God created man in his own likeness after his own image. And, bro, you can go to that scripture if you like. That's in the second chapter. But we want to focus on the 10th chapter, as we had talked about earlier, okay, where God shows the breakdown of the nations, where he sent the nations into all of the world. And when we have what we see today, okay, but before we can get into that, we got to bring you up to the 10th chapter of the book of Genesis. So let's go ahead and start in the second verse, where God created man. And the word of God says, and God, you know, created
Go
ahead.
Before we start reading, not even to interrupt you, sir. But can we get some prayer? Let's pray first, sir, before we go into this word, because we want the people to have a full understanding of where we at as we go through Genesis 1 and get all the way up to 10 and then get into our story. Is that going to be all right with you, sir?
All right, let us pray.
Father, in the name of Yahushua, who is the HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus, that the world knows you, Father. Father, we pray that your kingdom comes. We pray your will be done on this earth as it is in the heavens. Give us today our daily word, Abba Yah, because you said man don't live by food and water, but by every word that proceeds out of your mouth. Give us today our daily word. Forgive us of any sins or any transactions that I have committed today, that we or any of the leaders on this line, Father. You said when we're going to read at one time that the priests, if the leaders had sinned, that they had to repent as well. So, Father, forgive us of our sins, Father. And we forgive those who sinned against us. We want to let go any pain, any problem that might be on our mind, any wrong someone might have done to us. Father, we can leave our gift, which is our talents, at the altar right now, and we want to say we thank you, and we forgive them. And if our heart ain't let it go, Father, start the healing process of us forgiving them, Father. Forgive them of our sins. We forgive those who sinned against us. Lead us not into any of the temptations of the world, because there's plenty of them. There's the drugs of the world. Let every hearer right now under the sound of our voice be led unto your word, because it's not us who's doing the work converting. It's you, Father. It's your word who's doing the conversion, sir. And we're just being humble and obedient service to give your word. Give us today our daily word. Forgive us of our sins. And we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into any temptation, but deliver us from evil. You said, whosoever shall call on your name shall be delivered. Father, we know that your name is Yah, as it is written in the book of Psalm 68:4. And we love you and we thank you by saying hallelujah, which is the highest praise. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us of all of our sins.
Hallelujah.
Forgive us those who sin against us. Lead us not into any temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom. Yours is the power. Yours is the glory forever and ever. In the Master Yahshua's name, we pray unto you, Abba Yah, our Father, that we all, Father, we all worship the Father in heaven who is Yahuwah, or is named Jehovah. But in English, what we say Yahuwah in Hebrew, and your son who we have to go through, your funnel that we're going to learn as we take these classes, is through him, through the whole world is saved, and it is the name of Yahshua that is greater than every name. We thank you and we love you, and we ask that you bless us to be great vessels, let your word go forward. In Yahshua's name we pray, Yah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. 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 And also we're gonna get into that also on how to effectively pray. What we just read to you, what we just did with you, was really take a couple scriptures from the book of 1 Kings, 8th chapter, and we took some scriptures in the New Testament in the book of the 6th chapter of Matthew, and the Father explains to us how he wants us to pray. See, the Father explained to us how he wants everything done. He just explained it in the book. That's why you got to read the book to get his opinion on the topic. So we just want to go ahead and get that prayer out before we went into it. Sir, if you're ready, sir, I can read. You can read it, but I'm at Genesis 1, and we can catch them up to where we're trying to get to, because Genesis 10 and 11 and Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, is the goal understandings for us today.
Amen. Amen. Well, if we'll start in the first chapter, we see that that I'll go to the first chapter real quick. And I want to deal with the first verse.
I can read it if you want to, sir.
With the first verse. And it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Right.
Meaning that God created the heavens and the earth before time. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then because we know something happened, because right here in the second verse it says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Okay? Why was the earth without form? Why was the earth void? Why was that darkness upon the face of the deep? Why was that so? Because something had happened. Okay, God doesn't create anything that's dark or that's out of form or that's not conformed, because the Word of God told us that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, that he had already created that. But something happened. There was a war in heaven. And that was a great battle that took place. And what we're seeing is the earth after this great war, after this great battle, and now all of a sudden God comes back to reestablish the earth. And it says, and the Spirit, and second verse, it says, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God mm-hmm. called the light day, and the darkness he called night.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And this is where we start off in the Word of God. And now we see that God does all the creation, and each day has a special meaning. As we took at the numerology of God, for everything that was created in that day, it has a special power. Okay, but in the second verse, I'll let you take that as we come into the creation of man and come into the creation of God giving man his first commandment. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. You don't mind if I could just catch us all the way through, right? We'll read all the way through from that part.
Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, so, yes, sir, you stopped at 2 or 3?
Huh?
You stopped at verse 2, right?
Stopped.
And there was light?
No,
okay.
I stopped at verse 5.
Thank you, sir. Thank
and
you,
God
sir.
Called
verse
the
five.
Light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning was the first day.
Right. Verse 6, and Elohim said, now, I study the Bible in Hebrew, okay, which is ain't nothing wrong with that, okay? Ain't nothing wrong with studying and understanding the Bible in English. The Bible is written in Hebrew, okay? But the Father will love you from wherever place you are and make you grow deeper in him. So some words I may say is the same word, it has the same meaning, like the word God, for instance, I'd say Elohim. The word Lord, for instance, I would say Yah. So I don't want nobody to get lost in what we're saying. We're reading the same thing. Because certain people have different versions of the Bible. The versions we're reading in is called the Scriptures, 1998. That's what I'm reading. And we're also reading from the King James Version Bible, We're doing that because most people was taught in this way, so that we'd be able to relate to most people. We would use those books that's mostly written in those ways. But be honest, and we're going to walk this thing like you're a baby and you don't know what's going on, and we'll build and grow from there. So verse 5, and Elohim, right, which we say God, and Elohim called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. So that's a teaching right there, that the day don't start when the day rises. The day to the Father start at nighttime. And Elohim said,
amen,
verse 6, let the firmament.
And the evening and the morning were the first day. Uh-huh.
Right. So you've been taught, and we've been taught, that once the sun rises, the day starts. No. See, the Father said, I do things differently. The day starts in the beginning. Weeping may endure for evening, but joy comes in the morning time. That's the same thing. He's saying nighttime, darkness and pain sometimes may look like it in your life. But in the daytime, when you just hold on to what needs to be done, the brightness of light will come into your life. Nothing bad can ever stay bad forever. That's why he set the system that night, and bad may come, but joy is on its way. It's a system. And Elohim made the firmament. Firmament means space, okay? When I was in church, they would say firmament, and I never knew what y'all was talking about. What are you talking about, firmament? Firmament meant space. Remember, he said it was void, it was dark, it had nothing. It was just a bubble. Imagine an igloo with no form, just floating into space with no shape. Then he came and said, let there be space. And Elohim made the space and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. So there was a firmament space above heaven, and then there was a firmament below the earth, right? And below that firmament of space, it was this water. That he separated the water, and Elohim made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament of the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God, or Elohim, called the firmament, the space, heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. So we know, like the minister was saying, that each day he did something powerful. So now you know, anybody asks you, well, when was heaven made? Heaven and earth. Heaven was made in day two. Heaven and earth was separated and created in day two. Verse 9, and Elohim said, let the waters under the earth be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. So now he's creating what you call your continents. And Elohim called the dry land earth and gathered together the waters, call he seeds. They were your seeds. And Elohim saw it was good, and Elohim said, let the earth bring forth grass and herb, yielding seed, and the fruit yielding tree, after its kind, whose seed is in itself, and upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb, yielding seed, after its kind, and the tree yielded fruit, whose seed was in itself, after its kind. And Elohim saw that it was good, and the evening and the morning were the third day. So now we see that trees and herbs and fruits and plants was here before you. So you better respect them. You can't just be go killing off trees and things of that nature, because they're older than you, first of all. And they are beneficial to our life, because he made all things, as we'll read in the further scripture, for our good. Verse 15, let them be for, 14. And Elohim said, let the lights be in the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years. So you see here, he's creating time right here.
At that point, he created time. He created time.
Right.
Amen. Go ahead.
Right. Now, this is that scripture. See, the scripture says it's line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, rightly dividing the word of truth. If you happen to be, which would be smart, grabbing you some notes or got you a highlighter in your Bible or a pen, you want to highlight this area right here. And it says, in the evening or in the morning, verse 13, or the third day. Okay, so day number 4 we now know. And Elohim said, let the lights be in the heavens, in the firmament, in the space of the heaven, to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. Digging your time right there. So what was the light of the earth before this? For 3 whole days, it was a light on the earth before there was ever time created. What gives us time? The sun. When the sun go up, when the moon is up, when the stars is up, this gives us our time. So there was a light on the earth that was here lighting the world for 3 solid days before he created time. That's one of your nuts. That's going to line you up.
Before the sun was created. Mm-hmm.
Right. Before the sun and moon and stars in the sky, he, the light of the world, was here, which is going to give us to another nugget, which I'll go ahead and tell you. It's John 1:1. This is what the apostles was understanding, because they studied this. This was their culture to look at this Bible every day. This was their culture to live this Bible every day. So this is how it connected to them in their minds, to see that, hey, I know the Father made the light every day, made the light of the world, but it wasn't no light for the first 3 days. So who is this light?
Mm-hmm.
This high connected. Verses, let's keep going. And the lights of the firmament in heaven give light upon the earth, and it was so. Verse 16, Elohim made 2 great lights, and the great light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night, and you made the stars also, which is for your signs, seasons, days, and years. And Elohim sent, which is going to be another part of the Bible, when Abraham starts looking in the stars, you'll see what Abraham's looking at. He's looking at the signs, seasons, days, and years. But and Elohim, verse 17, set them in the heavens, from the heavens, to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And Elohim saw that it was good. And the evening and morning were the fourth day. We're rolling up, y'all. And Elohim said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that have life, and the fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of the heaven. And Elohim created great whales and every living creature that moves, which waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, every winged fowl after its kind, after his kind. And Elohim saw that it was good. And Elohim blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the fowl, which a fowl means bird, that was another one, sir, I ain't never know what they was talking about. And they were like, oh, the fowl. I'm like, what is fowl? But you got to realize, you got to study, you got to deep, you got to define words, you got to understand and grasp this understanding so that nobody can trick you. So, and let fowl multiply in the earth, and the evening and the morning was the fifth day. And Elohim said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and the beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And Elohim made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And Elohim saw that it was good. And Elohim said, let us make man, verses 2, Acts 4, let us make man, let us, two things, let us make man in our image, at least two, us means at least two, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl, over the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So, there's another one of your nugget scriptures. There's Genesis 1 and 26. It talks about let us make a man. So, now there's a whole argument, saints, in the world about who he come out with this us. But you got to remember that this book is line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, rightfully dividing the word of truth. If you get your pen and you underline that, you're going to read later on in the story exactly who he was talking about is the us that was with him. Who was the creative body that did things that the Father said? When the Father said something, something else went and did it. So the us would be the Father and his word who said it, who would make him the creator of the world, which would also make him the light of the world. See, they had to go through the scriptures to verify a certain person to be who he is, and these scriptures are highly important. So, sir, I got to that one about a man. Did you want me to go all the way into two? Yes, sir. So Genesis 26, and Elohim said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, over the earth, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So Elohim created man in his own image, Elohim, or we say God, God means plural, see? And Elohim also means mighty ones, or plural, mighty ones. So Elohim created man in his own image. In the image of Elohim, or the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And Elohim blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion. Let me scroll down. Let's see here. Yes, sir. And have dominion over the fish.
Okay, yes, sir. Let's look at that word. Let's look at that word in verse 28. And it says, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and get this, replenish the earth. Why did the earth need to be replenished? Why is that word even right there, you know, to replenish the earth?
Well, it goes into, right, it goes into, there are stories that are going to be told to you as a believer, that are going to tell you that there was a whole new set of mankind that was on this earth. And this whole new set of mankind was deleted and destroyed by the Father. And because of that, he had to replenish the earth. But the word replenish means duplicate. So the same command he just gave the fowl to replenish the earth or to multiply, he's just saying that I want you to make plenty of babies, multiple copies, to subdue the earth. There's a reason in there in another part when the children of Israel, we're going to read later on in the word, where it says that it was a bunch of the children of Israel, and they were trying to conquer a certain land. And the Father said, I can't give you that land because there are more animals than it is humans. And if there's more animals than there is humans, then animals is going to consume you. So I need you to be multiplied. I need you to replenish the kind, the man, the race of humans, so that you can have dominion over the earth. Because if you are surrounded by animals, you ain't going to be able to control all these lions and shepherds and tigers right here. So the beasts of the earth were more powerful than you at that time. You did not make no AR-15 at that moment. You didn't have the wisdom to understand you can make a laser beam and destroy a village or a wilderness. You didn't have that knowledge. You are a baby. So what I need you to do is multiply and replenish. If you look at that word, my definition of replenish, and I'm glad you said that, sir, because these are the traps, everybody, that you're going to get into in conversations with those who don't believe the book or those who want to tell you these other stories. You got to, the Bible said you got to have an answer for every man. That's why you got to study to show yourself approved unto God, to rightfully divide this word. You got to go in here and see these tricks and traps before they come to you and have an ability to explain them. Replenish. By definition, the word replenish means fill or fill up again, restore, to a formal level or condition. So the Father must be explaining to you when he say replenish that it must have been something there before that we might not have had a knowledge or wisdom or understanding to. Or maybe there's somewhere else written in the book that's going to explain to us, well, has there been man on this earth that we're standing on already before at one time? What was this earth before man was ever here? How many other, if he's the creator of this race, how many other races has he created? How did the angels get to how the angels got that? See, a lot of people don't know that the angels had a whole life that they lived to be angels. See, that's what you was talking about. It was a war that was happening even before our creation to establish a certain thing when Adam was being made. See, the Father took Adam and put him in front of all the animals and told everything to bow and worship him. Bow and worship the image of the Father. And it was one angel, that wasn't too happy about that. He said, I'm older than him. I'm not bowing to him. But see, this is that wisdom that the pastor is telling you about. That this is that wisdom that's been taken out of the book. Because the Father said in Isaiah that the word has a mate, that there's sections of your Bible that's just been taken out of the books that you've been given that will give you a deeper understanding of the race of entities that was on earth before you was here, will give you an understanding of who your enemy is and how he operates. And why he's even mad at you in the first place. That's in the book called the Book of Jasher. It goes into more detail. And yes, Jasher should be in your Bible. But it's okay.
Yeah.
You have access to it if you'd like to seek and grab deeper knowledge. Once you have a full understanding of the knowledge that comes in the first 66 books. But yes, sir.
And while you're talking about the Book of Jasher, you know, As we study the book of Genesis, the book of Jasher gives you the same story. It gives you the same story from the book of Genesis, but it gives it in more detail. It tells what happened in the life of Abram. It tells what happened in the lives of the patriarchs of God. And it's very important that we read that book and we'll be bringing you know books like that to you in the future where we'll be discussing with you and further enlightening you to the full gospel, to the full word of God. All right, well let's rush on through these chapters because we only have an hour, we only have a few times left. So.
Yes, sir. And back to Genesis. Let's see. 1 and 24, because we almost to the second chapter part that you're trying to get to, sir. 1 and 24. Yes,
okay.
Sir. And Elohim said, let the earth bring forth a living creature also to its kind. I'm sorry. I should be at 27. Excuse me. And Elohim created the man in his image. Yes, sir. And Elohim created the man in his image. In the image of Elohim created him, male and female, he created them. And Elohim blessed them. Elohim said to them, bear fruit and increase and fill the earth and subdue it and rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over all the creatures moving on the earth. And Elohim said, see how I have given you every plant that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed, to you it is for food, and to every beast of the earth and to every bird.
Okay, yes, sir. What are we supposed to be eating? Can you read that scripture again? This is what God has gave us. This is God's own recipe. This is our food. Go ahead, bro.
This is the perfect system that he's created for us. And you're surrounded by food all day long, but they don't want to tell you these type of things because they want you to conform to the system. I got to go to Walmart to get this. But the Father has surrounded us by the food, and this is his food for us. And he said, 29, and Elohim said, see, I have given you every plant that yields seed, that's why I don't like seedless grapes, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed, to you it is for food. So now, if you walk out your door, now, I say that let Yah be the truth and every man be a liar. If you walk out this door and you find a plant and it's got some fruit in it, and that fruit got a seed in it, the Father says, that's your food. And if you're telling the truth, then you're just surrounded by food. Dandelions, acorn, everything around you is food. We just don't know how to prepare it because we're so used to eating hamburger sandwiches, not knowing that the Father has blessed us in so abundance, in such abundance when it comes to food, sir. Verses 29. And Elohim says, see, I've given you every plant that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed, to you it is for food, and to the beasts of the earth, and to every bird of the heavens, and to the creeping creature on the earth, in which there is life, every plant, every green plant is for food. And it came to be so. And Elohim saw all that he had made, and see, it was very good. And there came to be evening, and there came to be morning, the sixth day. So man was made on the sixth day. Okay, that's good. Genesis 2, the scriptures, 1998, is where I'm reading, right? It says, thus the heavens and the earth were completed. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed. So he did all his work on the sixth day. He worked 6 days, and he going to do something else with his seventh. And all their array. And on the seventh day, Elohim
completed. And on the seventh day, amen.
His work, which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day. On the seventh day, that's really a typo. And on the sixth day, Elohim completed his work, which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And Elohim blessed the seventh day and set it apart. He made it special to itself, because on it he rested from all his work, which Elohim created had made. Okay? Let me give me a second, sir, because I know this is reading a little different.
Should we get into this subject? Because Satan has gone out and placed himself in the image and likeness of God, and he has deceived the whole world by transforming the days and the holy days and the special days from God and creating his own days. He has set himself up as God in the earth, and every time. And here's where the separation comes at. The greatest separation comes from this verse of scripture that we just read, and on the seventh day. When God sanctified the seventh day, Satan had done everything in his power to defile it, And now it's time for us to wake up and to get back to the word of God. Go ahead, my brother.
And there's a reason for that. See, I didn't know this, and I didn't find it in the church, but I'm going to show it. I'm going to share with everybody today. It is Zechariah, the 20th chapter. The 20th chapter and the 20th verse talks about the seal. So let me explain. We're going to go, yes, sir. As this book defines itself to us, I know we ain't got but an hour, but we got babies. I think the Father will give us the babies of the world, and he will give us the pastors of the world, so we can explain to all of them, hey, this is what we've been missing here. You've been taught
a
religion. You've been taught a religion that ain't the right religion. You've been told that we should go to church on a certain day when the book tells you plainly to go to church on another day. You've been told to eat a certain thing when the book plainly tells you you can eat another thing. You've been told the day starts on the day when the sunrise, when the book tells you already from what we read that the day starts in the
evening. And the morning is the first day.
Right.
Amen.
So the more, what we're trying to explain to you that is that you are living in a life that's fulfilling a scripture that says that the devil going to come and create his own belief system. He's going to create his own religion And to be honest with you, I love you, but I have to tell you that the religion he created is called Christianity, everybody. He created a belief system from another belief system, took the names of the people that were Hebrew and changed them into English. Then he changed the day of worship. Then he changed all the holy days and turned them into holidays. And all of this can be found in something called the Council of Nicaea. See, when the Messiah came on the earth in zero, at the turn of the century, called 01 AD from 0 BC, at the turn of the century, at 33 AD, when the Messiah came, he came and changed the world in such an uproar that the ruling country of the world, which was Rome at that time, had to change. They said, well, we can't beat them. We done hung them. We done fed them to lions, which we gonna get to as we walk ourselves into the New Testament, as we read the Word, if the Most High allows us to get to this place, which I believe he will. When the changing of the times had come, all of those bad and negative things were happening to these people who were believers of the Messiah. They wasn't called Christians first. The New Testament says they were called Christians at Antioch. So what happened was, they had to change all of this information and give us a whole new set of information, which is what the pastor is explaining to us. So I'm trying to pull at the seal of God, which is the Sabbath day. Hold on, it's coming here. We're going to pull it up. And did it come? We had Zechariah. You in here. It's always good.
Zechariah.
Yes, sir. It's written in Zechariah, sir. And it is very important that we know this since we're here. And it is coming to me, Zechariah, the 6th chapter. Hallelujah. It talks about that seal, which is very, very important to what we're talking about now in the beginning of this book. It's not wanting to pull up for me right now, sir, but I'm going to pull it as we continue to read, but we'll get to it. But his seal is his Sabbath. His seal is you keeping. He said he's going to tell everybody. It's going to be a bunch of people in the end of time and say, didn't I cast out devils in your name? He's going to say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you because you didn't have my seals on you, because you did things that was against the rules that I had established from the beginning of the world. From the beginning of the world, you know what I want you to do? I really want you to be a vegan. But you know what I'm going to let, as we read in the book of Leviticus and things like that, he altered some of the rules to make life a little easier for us, depending on the situation that we were in. But to be honest, he gave us one way, and that way was perfect, because everything that Yah said is good, because Yah is good, God is good, and all the time God is good. So if he makes something that's good and perfect, that system is perfect. But he does update it for us as children. So we're going to find that scripture. Hopefully, y'all willing to give it to me at the end, that we'll find that. But it's exactly why, and it talks about his seal. So I got to get me we're going to have to get us another person to help us do a lot of research, sir. Okay. Anytime we say a scripture, we can bring it right there. So everything be lined up online. Yes, sir. But as we get back into Genesis, the 2nd chapter, we're going to get a good, solid understanding about y'all's Sabbath here, which is where we at right now today. We are on what you would call the Sabbath day, the 7th day of the week, the day that he sanctified and made holy, the day that he made special for us, the day he wanted you not to go to work on. And he says, it's another scripture in Isaiah. In Isaiah, he said, if you keep my Sabbath as a delight, he'll bless you a bunch of times. And that's in there for you to read, because the Bible is line upon line, precept upon precept. There's many places we can go talk about the Sabbath, even in the New Testament, for some who are caught in certain organizations that want to tell you, oh, no, the Father changed it. No, the Father didn't. In the book of Hebrews, he said that the Sabbath day, there was a bunch of the children of Israel that didn't want to enter into his rest. And he's giving you the same opportunity to enter into his rest, which you have entered in, hallelujah, that you have the opportunity to either be here on this call. You are blessing the Father, and the Father is blessing you for doing what he wants you to do. And so verses 3 says, and Elohim blessed the Sabbath day and sanctified it. This day that you are on right now is set apart. It's holy. It's always the best day in the week. The birds are brighter than day. The trees are shinier than day, because today is sanctified. Because in it that he had rested from all his work, which Elohim created and made. These are the generations of the heaven and the earth when they were created. In the day that Yahweh Elohim, or in English it would be Lord God. See, the Lord, when you look at that word Lord, it'll tell you Yah right there. So it says, in the day that Yah and it says God, when you look at it in what they call a Strong's Concordance, it'll tell you that when you anytime you see capital L O R D, it's talking about the four famous letters, which is Y H W H. That means Yahuwah or Jehovah. But we say Yah for it to be short. So in the day that Yah Elohim made the earth and the heavens, every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for Yah Elohim had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground, but there went up a mist from the earth and watered the face of the ground. And Yah Elohim formed the man of the dust of the ground and breathed in his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. You know what's funny about that, sir? You know how they pronounce people that's dead in the world?
Yeah.
You know how they pronounce them dead? By not having the breath of life in your body. That's what caused you to be dead. So even the world that don't believe the Bible, that swear this is all fake, they swear this Bible been tainted, guess what they say the standard of living is? If you got the breath of life in you, or if you don't got the breath of life in you, which is written in your Bible in Genesis, the second chapter, at the seventh verse. And another thing to make this Bible real to you, who may have been a preacher's kid like me, that saw the person up there talking about, came home and saw a different person, or was taught all these lies, or saw all these problems in the church. It says, and Yahuwah Elohim formed the man of the dust of the ground. You go take a bath tonight.
Here is where God gave me the revelation. When I was a young man, 23 years old, you know, new in the Lord, new in the ministry, and I went off into the woods by myself to pray and to seek God's face. Sometimes you have to do that, just go off in the wilderness somewhere. And as I began to pray and seek God's face, guess what? He took me to this scripture right here. And God made man of the dust of the earth.
Right.
I said, okay, God, okay, you know, because I had been taught that God made man from the dirt, from the clay, not from the dust, which when he showed me that revelation that man was made from the dust, what is the dust? The dust is the outcast byproducts of everything in the earth. You know, everything that the wind can pick up makes up the dust, outcast byproducts of the earth, the things that the earth rejected, the thing that the animal walking along that flew off of his back, the thing that came out of the trees, the thing that came off of the ground, the things that came, you know, from the water, everything, the outcast byproducts of the earth. The dust, the thing that the world rejected. This is what God showed me. This is what he made. This is what he made the supreme being on earth out of. He made us out of everything from the earth, from the dust of the earth. We came from all of the byproducts of the earth. This is why we were created. And this is why we have the right to have dominion over it. And the angels don't. And the demons don't. And no other man but us have this authority. So he showed me this revelation. And what color is the dust, my brother? What color is the dust?
It's
so
a bronze
talking about
color,
the creation of man. What color is the dust?
It's a bronze color, which would explain to us that Adam and Eve cannot have been white. They had to be someone of a bronze colored hue, because dirt or dust, when you collect a bunch of dust, is a perfect brown or speckled colored shade of brown. But yes, sir, so you are absolutely correct. But let's get you right here, that same place right there. And Yah formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Now, let's prove that to be true. If you take a bath right now, I don't care who you are, you can be President Trump. He take a bath right now. At the end of that bath, he dry it out. It's going to be a ring of dirt or dust around that tub. Therefore, his body brown in color. Therefore, his body, your literal body, which you wash off, what they call dirt, what they call exfoliation, even when you peel dead skin off your body, it's brown. Therefore, again, prove it. See, I had to prove this word to myself without any religious type of aspects in it, so it'd be easy for me to explain it to someone on a logical level to the world, which will make me a better witnesser of Yah's word to the people, so it can be first natural. Then we can take you to the spiritual realm, where these deep men like the pastor we got online, like Pastor Roger, like the pastors that we have on there, now you can get into that depth of soul and spirit. But we got to make this thing real to you right here at this level. So let's keep reading, because we ain't got but 15 more minutes, and we thank the Most High.
All right,
go ahead.
But we're going to walk you through the word just like this. We're going to walk you through verse and scripture.
Because this is better than what I've ever seen. When I went to church and Bible study, they had never read to me Genesis 1 to the end of Genesis, to the end of Exodus, to the end, so that we put our eyes. See, when you look in Luke, the fourth chapter, the Messiah said, well, the Bible says about the Messiah, and as his custom was, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day. And then you read in the book of Isaiah, which we're going to get you. See, we want you to be line upon line, precept upon precept. We want when anytime anybody say anything and it don't line up with this book, that you automatically and immediately know there's a contradiction in his thought process, because that ain't what the word say. So the word is also saying in Isaiah that when they came together on the Sabbath, they did what? Open the scripture and read it. And they didn't bounce from here to here to here to here to here all the time. They got to a place where they were reading the actual chapters and stories, then able to bounce and show you, so that you had a full basis of background of knowing what the story said. And because of your depth of studying the story, you're able to rightfully divide the word of truth. Because the word of truth is a dynamically powerful sword that's able to cut a man's soul in half. See, it's able to talk into the ear set of a Muslim and split his whole mindset in half of what he used to think. So you can't just be out here willy-nilly with this book. Because not only will you hurt somebody else, you turn around and pierce your own heart with this same sword. So it's important for you to understand the story. So we'll continue on in the seventh verse. And Yahweh, or Yah Elohim, the Lord God, this is written in the I'm reading through both Bibles, so we don't miss nobody. And Yahweh Elohim formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Remember, you made a dust when you take a bath. You breathe in life, and that's what man says. That's what they pronounce you dead as when you're not breathing the breath of life. And man became a living soul. And Yah Elohim planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put a man to whom he had formed. And out of the ground made Yah Elohim to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the middle of the garden, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And the river went out of Eden to water the garden. From there it parted and became four heads. Now, this is how I know this Bible to be real. So when he deployed me in Iraq, guess what river was? What river was sitting right in Iraq? These rivers right here. Where you at? Come on down. The river Hickadel, the river Pison is right now. The river Havilah is right now. You get it. All you need is money and a passport. You get in a plane right here, right now. You can fly.
Euphrates is right there. Yeah.
And the Euphrates is sitting. Euphrates is sitting right there by Syria, the country that used to be called Assyria, but it's called Syria now, which is another thing to prove that this book is real without any religious hoopla or us getting deep into Yah's spirit to try to explain something to you. You can fly to Assyria or Syria right now to this day, and they will tell you my country's original name was Assyria, just like that Bible says. Anyway, I just get passionate about teaching people that the word is what it is.
You can go to Egypt right now.
Right.
You can go to the Red Sea right now. And all
right
these things
right
that the
now.
Word of God make mention, they are there right now. I've drunk
sitting
water
right
from
now.
The Nile River. I was there. I saw
that. Oh, that's beautiful,
that.
Sir.
And so we
that's
know
awesome.
That this Bible is real. Go
it
ahead.
It's real. Yes, sir. And then we got to get that into your mind, people, all you babes out there, because there's some that's going to see when the word come to you, it's a scripture that says some is at the enemy, because he don't want you to know. Come and try to take that from you. But when you concrete it in your mind and your knowledge that, hey, this thing is real, because you can put your finger on it, can't no devil come change. Your faith can't take nothing from you that the Father done gave you, and that's very important for you to keep so that you move forward in your learning and your growth and your path. This what you listening to now is boot camp. This what you listening to now is going to get you to understand so that you can move forward and move stronger just by reading and understanding the stories of the word and taking the stories of the word and lining them up with other stories that's read. And the name of the first little Pisan, which surrounds or compass means surround the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. That's Africa. And the gold that the gold of that land is good. That's why they in Africa taking the gold. If you got a cell phone, you got a cell phone with gold and it'll come from Africa. There's a movie called Blood Diamonds you can look at. There's Bedlam and the Onyx Stone. They get your gold, they get your diamond. And the name of the second river is Gihon. The same is that surround the whole land of Ethiopia. And if you know anything about Ethiopia, if you look on your map, there's a river that goes to Ethiopia. That's Gihon. And the name of the river Hikkadel, that is it which goes toward the east of Assyria. And the fourth is the river Euphrates. And Yah Elohim took the man and put him in a garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. So what is a man? What is the original jobs of a man? If we go back to the original part of what we read in Genesis, number one, to be fruitful and multiply. Number two, to subdue and control the earth. This is your job, man. This is your job, woman. This is why you ain't supposed to be afraid of no bugs, woman. I don't like no girl, no woman that's afraid. A spider, no, you have command over that spider. You say, spider, you better get out of my face before I end your life, because I have been given rulership of this earth. I have been told to subdue it, okay? And I've been told to have children to do the same thing over you. This is our earth. This is our realm. Now, the angel can't tell me nothing. The king of heaven can't come down and tell me nothing. He said even when all the men on earth come together to do a thing, they can't be stopped, which is what we're going to get to here coming soon, y'all. The Father in heaven said, if you come together to do a thing, you are unstoppable to get it done. That's with his help or without it. He had to come and change and confound the languages of mankind because he gave us a power so powerful that if me and Reverend came here and he said we're going to do these classes and the Tower of Babel, that there's nothing that we can't do. So that's another thing I want you to know, that you have been given unlimited power on this earth, but you don't see the enemy can't let you know this. Yeah, it's only two or three of you brothers can get on the line. Even if you know nothing about this word, go to this word and change the world. Let's keep going. And the river, and Yah took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and keep it. And Yahweh Elohim commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may eat freely. And but the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat of it, for in the day that you eat thereof you shall surely die. And Yahweh Elohim said, it is not good for the man to be alone. Brother, you ain't supposed to be alone in this world. And I will make him a helpmeet for him. A woman is your friend, okay? You can't be no meek to around here going around talking about you hate women. But we're going to move forward. We're going to read this and finish this chapter because there's something important that the pastor and I was trying to explain to you, that this book has been written for the children of Israel and for the children of Israel to give it to the whole world. But see, the whole world don't really know who the children of Israel are. Well, the whole world do know who the children of Israel is. The children of Israel don't know who the children of Israel is, and therefore they're in the situation that they're in. Because you can ask the Jewish man who the children of Israel is, and he'll tell you plainly, it ain't us. We converted in the 7th century, and we're not in captivity, and we're not being downtrodden and shot in the street and robbed. And that's only for the children of Israel to go through all those pains. And there's one people on earth that continue to go through all these pains but won't take the time to do what we're doing today, especially not on today, to get an understanding that the reason you go through these pains is because he has a relationship with you, Amos, the third chapter, and because of that relationship with you, you're the leader of this earth.
Okay, let's go with where we at, the 19th verse?
Yes, sir. Verse 19.
Okay.
And out of the ground, Yah formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the earth and brought them unto Adam. And see what we have called them and whatsoever Adam called them, every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave the names to the cattle and to the fowl of the air. And we're going to finish this chapter and move right to where you're going, sir, so that we and the people next week know that we done already knocked out two chapters, y'all. We are rolling right now. Y'all understand. The chapters that we learned and the things we learned are powerful already. Let me keep going, sir. And Adam gave names to all the cattle and the fowl of the air and every beast of the earth of the field. But for Adam there was found not a helpmeet. Oh, they got that lovely woman. They got that beautiful black woman. Think about it. And Yah Elohim caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh. Instead thereof, fellas, if you got an opportunity, count your ribs. And then if you're sitting by your wife, count hers. And the rib, which Yahweh, your Elohim, had taken from the man, he made a womb the womb of a man and brought her into the man. And Adam said, now this is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. And therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and there shall be one flesh. And they were both naked. The man and his wife were not ashamed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba Yah, for your
word, for the first and second chapters
of your word, Abba. Father, we learned today, Father, that number one, we are commanded to be rulers of this earth, Father. We can't cower or whimper or frail. We learned what food we're supposed to eat on this earth, Abba Yah. We learned that we have a partner in this life, in this game, called the beautiful woman who is Eve, who is Huma, and we work together with her, maybe not always in marriage, but work with her to subdue and conquer this earth. And we've learned today that this is our world and that you made it, and through your son, you made it, and that he was the light of the earth, which we'll get to at another time. But he's the light of the earth, and he lit this earth, or something lit this earth, the word, the spirit that hovered over the water lit this earth, hallelujah, for 3 days. And we learned that your day actually don't start at night. At the daytime, it starts at night. So we learned that your Sabbath is set apart, and it is holy above all other days. And that day is special to us. And you got done work for 6 days, and you took 1 day off a week, which was the last day of the week, or the seventh day. And we've learned so much today, and we thank you. But we want to go ahead, sir, if you want to. We can go straight into Deuteronomy and 28 to get an understanding, a deeper understanding. Or you can go Genesis 15 if you want, sir. We got about 4 minutes left.
Well, I would... In order for us to identify who we are, first of all, we establish the fact that Adam was made from the dust of the earth. That means that he was brown in color.
That's right.
Joshua, he made it so clear to you that even if you're a white man or if you're a Chinese man and you get inside the tub and you take a bath, the ring around that tub is going to be brown. Because the dirt that you're going to wash off you, the dust you're going to wash off you, it's going to bear that coloration. So we're establishing the fact right now that the first man that was created on the earth, he was not blonde hair, blue eye. He was brown. He was a man of brown skin. That the black man, what we call the black man today, we are the fathers of creation, meaning that we were the first men created. We were the first man and woman created. And all other life that you see on earth came through us. Now, in the book of Genesis chapter 15, verse 13, God was talking to Abram, and he said, know of a surety that your descendants, that your offspring are going to be taken into captivity. They're going to go into captivity for 400 years. And that's the 400, and there's only one people that's been taken into captivity like that, and that is us, a black American. When I say black America, I'm talking about the United States, I'm talking about Canada, I'm talking about the islands, I'm talking about Central, South America, everywhere where we went and the slave disborn, where we were scattered throughout the earth. And the word of God says that the nation of Judah would be scattered, that we would be scattered to the four corners of the earth. And this identifies one person, and that identifies us as black America. Go ahead, Bert, give your closing remarks, and then we'll try to get out of here.
Yes, sir. So we pray that we took this hour to teach you some things that's plain in the word. We don't want to rush by. If you have any questions for the show, we'll definitely be able to answer them. We pray that this made some sense to you. I know it was a lot of information, a lot of things that's different from what you're being taught today, but we want to take this time to get the blood off our hands, to explain to you that there is a deep knowledge and that there's more that the Father requires of you, and he wishes that you study and none be lost. He wishes that all men worship him shoulder to shoulder. But for us to get that, we've got to get an understanding of the story, which is what the pastor is trying to explain to you, is that when we get to reading further into the future, you're going to see that this book is about a certain people. It's about a certain people that's powerful, that's wonderful, that's beautiful, that invent all kinds of things because they're geniuses, but they've gone away from what they were supposed to be doing. And those people are called the children of Israel. And we're going to learn about those children of Israel. And I guarantee you by fact today that we are going to show you during these calls and during these readings that the children of Israel are, in fact, the African-American man and the African-American woman. And until they get on time and get on par with what their position is, the whole world is out of disarray. Because the word says that I've given it all to you. We want to leave you with the opportunity to read Amos, the third chapter. Just read Amos, the third chapter, and it's going to line exactly up with what we said. We love you. We thank you. And we just want to pray, sir, if we can pray. We got a couple more seconds that we can get on.
Amen. This is Young Adult Talk Radio, and we have to give honor to our host, Minister Roger Williams. And we're coming at you with just the Word of God, and we're going to read to you the Word of God step by step, and we're going to go through the Word. Father God, right now we send forth your Word. We send forth your Word into the atmosphere right now to change lives. We break every yoke. We break every shackle. We break every chain. Right now, in the name of Yeshua, your Son, we pray. Amen. And amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you again. Have a wonderful and a blessed Shabbat. Rest of the day. And look at how beautiful the Most High created and what He's created as we read the books of Genesis, the first chapter and the second chapter.
Younger Talk. Younger Talk Radio.
Have a great day. Shalom, shalom.
In you is everything. We bow. ready for you. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We lift our hands and praise.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.